From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a contingent of U.S. Marines arrives in northeast Syria. The Marines are there to provide artillery support to local forces in the upcoming assault on the city of Raqqa, which the Islamic State group considers its capital. But there appears to be no agreement yet between the U.S. and Turkey on the makeup of the Raqqa attack force, whether the U.S.-backed Kurdish militiamen or Turkish-led Syrian rebels will be in the vanguard. North Korea allowed two Malaysian employees of the United Nations World Food Program to leave the country Thursday. They were among 11 Malaysians confined to their country's embassy in Pyongyang. The two had gotten caught up in a dispute triggered by the murder of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother. European Union leaders on Thursday voted overwhelmingly to re-elect Donald Tusk, president of the bloc.
In a way, your decision is an expression of our unity today. I will work with all of you without any exceptions, because I am truly devoted to United Europe. And as I have promised myself not to let you down, we must simply start our work.
Tusk's home country of Poland was the only one of the 28 member states to vote against his reappointment, and his election is seen as a snub to Poland's right-wing government. A U.S. military investigation has found that U.S. forces killed between 4 and 12 civilians during a January raid targeting al-Qaeda's branch in Yemen. Those figures are according to U.S. Army General Joseph Votel, the commander who oversees U.S. military operations in the Middle East, and who testified Thursday before the Senate Armed Services Committee. This is VOA News. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange accused the Central Intelligence Agency of incompetence Thursday after his organization was able to obtain and publish documents related to CIA hacking programs. Earlier this week, WikiLeaks published thousands of pages of what it says are confidential CIA documents that expose the entire hacking capacity of the CIA. In a victory for Republicans, the House Ways and Means Committee and the Energy and Commerce Committee have voted to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. Both committees voted along party lines. Republicans on the committees rejected a number of amendments offered by Democrats. Hawaii has filed a lawsuit against President Donald Trump's revised executive order banning travel from six countries. Attorneys for the Pacific Island state filed the lawsuit late Wednesday in a federal court in the capital, Honolulu. They argue the new order will harm the state's Muslim population, tourism, and foreign students. Hawaii joins several other states opposing the plan. After topping the polls for months, anti-immigrant, anti-Islam Dutch politician Geert Wilders is now polling in second place less than a week before the Dutch national elections. Many citizens supporting Wilders say all other politicians make promises that they keep breaking, and they feel the political establishment needs to be shaken up. The United Nations says nearly 2 years since the election crisis in Burundi, the country is still at risk of a crisis. Margaret Bashir has more.
Speaking to the UN Security Council, the Secretary General's Special Advisor, Jamal Ben-Omar, reported a fragile security environment, soaring unemployment, especially among the youth, and deterioration of the humanitarian situation in Burundi. He also underscored that the political impasse has only deepened in the 2 years since President Pierre Nkurunziza sought what many viewed as an unconstitutional third term in office. Perhaps most troubling is the worsening human rights situation. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
The heir to South Korea's Samsung company has declared his innocence on charges related to the political scandal that could lead to President Park Geun-hye's final removal from office. A lawyer for Lee Jae-young issued the plea on his client's behalf during a brief court appearance on Thursday. The 48-year-old vice chairman of Samsung Electronics remains in custody after his arrest last month on charges of bribery, embezzlement, corruption, and perjury. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes down for the day, and in Europe, markets were mixed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.